This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Cleveland topped New York 119-104. Charles Oakley, still at odds with the New York Knicks, watched his former team in his hometown Thursday night. The Cleveland native sat next to Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert as the Knicks played the defending NBA champions. The former power forward attended his first Knicks game since being arrested after getting into an altercation with security guards at Madison Square Garden earlier this month. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Chicago Bulls were able to pull off a multiplayer deal before Thursday's NBA trade deadline. The Thunder picked up reinforcements for Russell Westbrook by getting forwards Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott from the Bulls. The Thunder also get a second-round pick in the 2018 draft for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Laverne, and Anthony Morrow. In the NHL, the Rangers beat Toronto in a shootout 2-1. Boston topped Los Angeles 4-1. The Islanders blanked Montreal 3-0. A new book and a movie are in the works about Tom Brady and the Deflategate suspension he overcame to earn an unprecedented fifth Super Bowl ring. But Patriots Nation seems ambivalent, and the superstar quarterback's foes say they'll take a pass. Author Casey Sherman and Boston writer Dave Wedge are collaborating on the book under the working title Let's Go, Brady's Rallying Cry. The pair co-authored Boston Strong, which inspired this year's Patriots Day film about the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. In women's college basketball, number 20 Syracuse beat Wake Forest 85-63, and UAlbany beat Vermont 67-52. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.